CBS is getting set for an opening that's only a month and a half away. It's already airing promos for a new reality show called Kid Nation. The show features children left to manage their lives in an unpopulated town in New Mexico and all on their own. NPR's Kim Masters reports that the show is proving controversial.
At first glance, Kid Nation has a concept that seems almost impossible to believe. 40 kids aged 8 to 15 left to govern themselves in an empty town. No contact with parents and no real adult supervision. So when CBS presented the show to a group of television reviewers a few weeks ago, the room was packed, and the critics had plenty of questions for the show's creator.
You know, these kids are very impressionable ages. You could ruin a kid for life. I mean, you could brand them as the crybaby on Kid Nation.
I just wonder what you would say to people who just fundamentally find the premise of your show objectionable.
Where did they get their food? Did they kill their food?
And there was, inevitably, this.
Well, you were developing this idea. How long was it before Lord of the Flies came up? And what specific measures were taken to ensure that, for example, Roger doesn't smash in Piggy's head with a boulder?
Producer Tom Foreman acknowledged that Kid Nation brings to mind William Golding's famous novel about the savagery of boys on a desert island.
The minute we started talking about it, we stopped and said, are we making a reality Lord of the Flies? And said, well, there will be elements, and I'm not going to deny the comparison. These are kids living on their own. That said, they're adults off camera waiting to step in if kids got violent. They didn't. We didn't have to, and that's okay.
Foreman said there were plenty of adults on the scene.
There are cameramen there. There are producers there. There is a medic there in case something goes wrong. There is a child psychologist there in case they need them. Those people are there.
But they interacted with the children as little as possible. And even though the kids missed more than a month of school, they had no tutors. Still, Foreman said, they were learning new skills.
As a parent out there, I was floored every day just by watching these kids get up, light a pioneer-era wood-burning stove, cook a breakfast for 40, do their own dishes, head out to the water pump, get water and bring it back. So just the experiment of the kids living in this world, fascinating to me.
CBS hasn't made a pilot available, but provided a long preview that promises conflict and drama.
Who does what job is decided in true Wild West fashion. A showdown.
Man your post!
In every episode. Kid against kid to determine their paycheck and role. Laborer, cook, merchant, or upper class.
And Kid Nation will deliver emotion, both highs and lows.
What I'm really missing is my brother, because he is in a wheelchair. And
there was plenty of pressure on the kids. They not only had to compete for position, but for gold stars worth $20,000. Foreman says a team of psychologists cleared all the cast members. Any child who wanted to go home could, though Foreman admits that was not an easy decision because the kids knew they would not be permitted to return. He declined to say how many left, though some did. Pediatrician William Coleman hasn't seen the show, but he has reservations.
My overall feeling is that it is not a good idea for the younger segment of the crowd.
Coleman specializes in child development and behavior at the University of North Carolina. And while he feels that most older children probably could handle the experience, the younger ones, those 8 to 12 years old, probably could not deal with the stress. But they would still want to try.
Well, I think it's very seductive. I think for most kids, to be a star, maybe to be discovered, I think most kids would have a hard time saying no to this kind of invitation.
Given their vulnerability to peer pressure, Coleman wonders whether kids really felt free to leave if that's what they wanted, or if they were subject to parental pressure to participate in the first place. Even if the producers explained the premise of the show, he says, it's not clear that any child could understand what that really meant.
You can't be too informed. As you make that decision, you never can predict what it's going to feel like to be with 40 kids in the New Mexico desert for 40 days.
Robert Butterworth, a child psychologist in Los Angeles, wonders how those kids fared who weren't at the top of the pecking order, or how kids will feel if they were edited out of the show altogether.
I mean, you can screen and make sure the child's not disturbed before they get in, but who's checking to see if the child is having problems when they get out?
There are also legal questions about Kid Nation. An article in TV Week reported that the children were on camera, sometimes for more than 14 hours at a stretch, 7 days a week. In the session with critics, producer Tom Foreman said when the show was conceived, the understanding was that the kids were not going to be actors, subject to the usual rules.
We're not going to feed them lines. We're not going to give them set schedules. And on that basis, we didn't see a labor problem.
The show also exploited a loophole in New Mexico labor law that's since been closed. If there is a second season of Kid Nation, Forman acknowledges it's not clear where it would be legal to shoot it. Kim Masters, NPR News.